Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Maseches Nazir, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Gimel, Mishnah Dalet. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zechad Afan Yerziva Gahagon, Bekar of Mamish. Now in the previous Mishnah, we had started learning about different levels of Tumas Meis that a Nazir could become Tamei with, and what he has to do vis-a-vis his Nazirus. So Mishnah Gimel continues with a lower level than what we discussed in the previous one. Aval Haschachas Va'Parois. If he walked under Schach, which means he walked under branches of a tree, or Parois, which are beams that are sticking out of a wall, and underneath one of these branches, one of these beams, there was a Kazayas Mace, and if he would have walked under that branch or beam, he would have been in the same oil under the same roof as the mace, and he'd be Tamei, but it's a suffix. We don't know if he walked under that branch or beam, or Beis HaPras. If he walked through Beis HaPras, which is a field that used to have a kever, and then it was plowed over, and the bones are scattered all over, and the Chachamim say that a person's Tamei mi suffix if he walks through this field, because maybe he walked over the mace, maybe he didn't. Beretz Ha'am, if the Nazir went into Chutz La'aretz, which has a Gzera Tomas Mace, V'ha-Goyel V'ha-Doyfek, or in regards to the Goyel, which is the top of a coffin, the Doyfek is the coffin itself, or via his dam, or in regards to a quarter of a leg of blood, va'ayel v'roy v'atzamais, if he's in the same oil as a quarter of a calf of bones, v'kelem ha'noigim v'meis, or if he touched a kli that touched a mace, he may suffer v'mei gamroi. These are two different stages of a mitzayra. Al elu ein a nazir megaleach, in regards to these types of tumah, a nazir is not going to megaleach, he's not going to shave, because it's a lower level tumah. However, umaz v'shlishi b'shvi, he does have to go through the whole 7-day tahara process, where he gets sprinkled on by the mechatas, the waters of the paraduma, on the 3rd and 7th day, and furthermore, we see a kula of Enos Eses HaKadmin. This tumah does not knock away all the previous days of Nazirus that he counted. Umas Cholomayna Miyad, as soon as he becomes Tahar, he can continue counting his Nazirus. But Karban Einloy, and he also doesn't have to bring a Karban, the Nazir becomes fully Tamei Meis, would have to bring. And now we go on to another level. Be'emes Amru and Shrute said, Yumei HaZav HaZav Yumei HaZgeri Shal Mitzayra, if he's a Zav, or if she's a Nazira and she's a Zava, or if he's in days of Hezger of Mitzayra, which means we're waiting to determine to see whether or not he's a full-fledged Mitzayra, Hare Elu Eilun Loy, these days of Tumah actually count for him. Not only are they not Soyser, they do not knock away all the previous days he counted. Even while he's Tamei, those days count for his Nazirus. And moving on to Mishnah Dalet, continue to talk about a Nazir becoming Tamei. Om Rebbe Lezer Mishum Rebbe Yeshua. Rebbe Lezer said in Rebbe Yeshua, Kol Tumah Ben HaMeis Shenazir Megaleach Aleha, any Tumas Meis, then a Nazir would have to shave if he becomes this level of Tumah, which is everything we learned about in Mishnah Beis. Chayavan Olel Bias Mikdash, he'd be Chayav for if he goes into Beis HaMikdash with this level of Tumah, which means he'd be Chayav Kares if he does so with Mezid, or he'd have a carbon if he did so b'shayge. However, if he becomes Tami Tumas Meis, with a level that he would not have to shave for, like ones that we learned about in the previous Mishnah, he's not chayev kares or carbon if he goes into the base of Mikdash with this level of Tumah. However, Amar Rav Meir told Rabbi Eliezer, this person shouldn't be treated any more lightly, we shouldn't be any more makel with him than if he becomes Tami with Tumas Sheretz. And we know that Tumas Sheretz is a lighter level of Tumah than these types of Tumas Meis mentioned in the previous Mishnah. However, if a person's Tamei with Tumas Sheretz and he walks into the base of Mikdash, he's chayiv for that. So why would we say that this person who's a lower level of Tumas Meis is potter for walking into the base of Mikdash? And so that's Rabbi Meir's question on Shitas Rabbi Lezer b'shem Rabbi Yeshua. We continue. Amar Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva says, Danti lefnei Rabbi Lezer, I said the following kal v'chaymer in front of Rabbi Lezer. Ma'im etzem kesa'ira she'en metamei adam ba'ayol hanazer migaleach amagay v'amasai. We see in regards to a bone from a mace that's the size of a kernel of barley, that if a nazir is in the same oil, he's under the same roof as it, he does not become Tamei. However, if he touches it or carries it, he does become Tamei and he would have to shave. We learned about this in Mishnah Beis. Well, Revi is Dam, Shumetame Adam Ba'ayel, a quarter of a leg of blood, that if a person's in the same oil as it, he would become Tamei. Shouldn't we say for sure that if a Nazir touches it or carries it, he would have to shave? And we learned in the previous Mishnah that he does not have to shave over Revi of Dam. Well, why not? We have a great Kal V'chaymer showing us that he should. And Amarli, Rabbi Lezer told me, says Rabbi Akiva, Maza Akiva, what is this Akiva that you're saying? Ain donin kan mi kal v'chaymer, we can't learn this kal v'chaymer over here. And why not? Because the din that a nazir is magaleach al etzem kesa'ira is a halacha l'maish mi-Sinai. It's not found in the Torah. If it was written explicitly in the Torah, we can make a kal v'chaymer. But since it's halacha l'maish mi-Sinai, we can't learn a kal v'chaymer from halacha l'maish mi-Sinai. And Rabbi Kiva continued, Uchshabas v'yersesi dvarm l'fnei Rabbi Yeshua, when I presented this kal v'chaymer to Rabbi Yeshua, Amarli, he told me, Yafa Amarta, you're saying good, that's a great kal v'chaymer. However, Elokein Amru, they had said, halacha, that this is halacha l'maish mi-Sinai, and we can't learn a kal v'chaymer from halacha l'maish mi-Sinai. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Perek Ches, Mishnah Aleph and Beis, which is the entire Perek Ches. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.